Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Wemoto, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. I'm super stoked to be back. How you doing? I certainly hope everybody's doing good. Thanks to all the loyal listeners. It means a lot for you to support this podcast. And if it is your first time listening to this podcast, a warm welcome to you. Where are we taking it to for the album review this week? It looks like Lesotho.
The latest African album review is... Album review.
First thoughts.
Ntate Stunna, otherwise known as Megahertz, is a Lesotho rapper. I first came across him on the song I'm Not The One, which featured on the Motomoto podcast probably over a year ago. And he was one of the first modern Lesotho artists I ever got to know. Recently, Ntate Stunna broke Twitter with a breaking news freestyle video that garnered well over 500,000 views on the platform. And of course, the video put him on the radar of many in the musical space, including the fans. It was great to see him finally get some mileage outside his home country, and as a result, he's dropped this new EP called Sesotho Fashioneng. A quick rundown of Sesotho Fashioneng: 9 tracks, 32 minute runtime, and 2 features. The album cover is a predominant pastel purple, or more lilac, showing Ntate Stunna playing a piano accordion, a helicopter flying the Lesotho flag in the background, and a traditional house uprooted from the ground and floating in the sky. There's a woman on the ground wearing something in the mold of a VR headset or something to that effect, looking up towards Ntate Stunna, who's like this huge figure, considering the perspective. I decoded this to reflect how Ntate Stunna is futuristic in his art, proudly flies the country flag, and has plucked out the old stereotypes about music and people that do music, which sees him being looked up to even by the most unorthodox groups in the country. You just gotta see this cover to believe it. It's an interesting cover, to say the least.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Sesotho Fashioneng opens up with Kitata, which is satisfyingly fusing those deep trap bass lines and subtle elements of traditional Lesotho vibes. It's not easy to pick up on, but this thing, it's there and it's just flavorful. I love it when African musicians turn to music from the continent and embrace their own backgrounds to enhance the new sounds that they make. This is exactly what Ntate Stunna does on Sesotho Fashioneng, and particularly on the song Kitata. Robbery Freestyle expertly picks up where Kitata left off. The beat here is a winner, not understating the delivery, of course. I've seen some strong and very encouraging feedback, labeling this song as the best on this project. One reason why is because of how vivid the composition is. A robbery is taking place, and it's basically real-time action from a point of view perspective. Every verse on this song is supported with movie-like ad-libs and sounds that make the background listening even more important. Think somebody running and they're breathing heavily, but it's actually a verse. That's crazy, right? That's how he does it. I went back to the song a good 3 or 4 times to try and capture the detail. If anything, this song needs a high-budget, movie-type-esque music video done by a really excellent director. It could become a problem, I promise you that. Robbery Freestyle is well set apart in this regard and is automatically one of my picks for Song of the Album.
Find us at motomotomusic.com. Visit redsau.com to buy gorgeous African Ankara and Kente accessories. redsau.com.
Josie's State of Mind might just be a hidden gem on Sesotho Fashion Inc. From a catchy, well-executed chorus to a classic, key-heavy, Jay-Z-esque type beat that any hip-hop fan would be proud of, to a passionate delivery, a reverberating backing sample that lends its volume to the chorus, this song has a lot going for it. It's one of the songs that confirmed for me how much a star Ntate Stunna is and is set to become, more than what he is already. There were some surprises on Sesotho Fashion Inc., such as the dedication to his mom titled Make You Proud. The compositional build-up says gospel song, straight up gospel, in every sense of the term, more so when the smoothly sung chorus kicks in, which the church organ sound is evident to support. And of course in Lesotho, that whole choral music thing is a big deal. I mean, the chorus is simple, but impactful, with lyrics that go, in everything I do it for you, mama. I just want to make you proud. Then around the 1 minute 18 second mark, Ntate Stunna steps in with yet another fervid verse on a totally unexpected beat switch up to a bouncy hip-hop bassline. Whatever it is, it works. I suspect that when they were making this song, Ntate Stunna said, I want a song my mother can listen to and enjoy. So they wanted to retain a church hymn type of sound. We all know, obviously, African mothers, for the most part, they love going to church, right? So, hey, it's that kind of thing. This sound is what would get his mom to listen, and then the message. You also get hard-hitting songs such as Khotla Shwamutu, which is a victorious ode to his prowess as an architect of bars. No alcohol involved. It showcases his potential to be a battle MC if he wanted to, and he could really hold his own in a cypher or the freestyle space where best MC wins.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Ntate Stunna's style is rooted in a brand of hip-hop that transcends the predictable old-school bar delivery and the new school vocal modulation that puts emphasis on cadence being a flow between rap and melodic sing rap. It helps Sesotho as a language support such a flow in how they drag some of those words, that intonation. So when rapping, it's easier to articulate as such without losing the essence of the language. It's great for listeners such as myself when he sometimes delivers his craft in English, because I get more of an understanding about the track. I see that as a plus to get more people listening, but definitely he shouldn't sacrifice the amazing Sesotho contributions. The balance is what I like. It goes without saying, but he also has some nice, nice punchlines and wordplay. The beats on Sesotho Fashion Inc. sounded full, and usage of the sonic space was complete in my book. You get a range of instruments such as the Khodinyan, and that gives a great insight of someone that embraces where they're from and tries to just fuse those elements, like I said before. Where I'd improve a bit on this album is enhancing the vocal side of things. Don't worry, it's still pretty good, but I want to challenge Ntate Stunna to really find another gear, because if anyone can do it, it's him. So this is about elevating that work from a 7 to a 9 or a 10. And of course, that's just me being pedantic. Obviously, there's always room for growth with every project. However, there's nothing to stop the everyday listener, or audiophile for that matter, to enjoy the offering.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Overall, I'll go out on a limb to say Ntate Stunna is the leader of the Lesotho New School, and he's set to be the one that puts the country on the musical map. My favorite songs from Sesotho Fashion Inc. are Khotla Shwamutu, Make You Proud, Kiuratile featuring HBK, Kitata, and Robbery Freestyle. I listened to this album on Audio Mac, and I'm sure it will be available across the internet soon. Listen to it and prepare to be pleasantly surprised. Lesotho music is going places. Do catch Ntate Stunner, aka Megahertz, on Twitter. His handle is Ntate Stunner, which is NtateStunna. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, son. Out. Peace. Dene.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.